Howdy, hello one and all. I'm Bradford Becker. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. We continue tonight in our 23rd year of broadcasting, presenting Roots Music Southern Style with episode number 896. Our guest tonight is Kara Cole. This Indianapolis-based artist grew up with a grandpa who could have country music and bluegrass hootenannies on his weekends. Her uncle, who was a master guitarist, helped instill in her at a young age her love and admiration of music. Kara, we learned, not only grew up with bluegrass in her household, but also a measure of it in her family blood. Her grandpa's surname on her mom's side was Stanley. Yes, that. In fact, Kara happens to be a distant cousin of the late, great Ralph Stanley. Kara has a sound all of her own, and she's here tonight with a great band of players to perform for you on Red Barn Radio. Welcome Kara Cole to Red Barn.
I've been waiting on you since the day you left. Counted up the seconds, try to freeze the clock all along. Daydream. I have been a little sweeter to me. I won't pay her no mind, girl, 'cause I am finally free. I wish I could say I wish you well, but I hope it feels like hell. I wish I could say I wish you well, but I hope it hurts like hell.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com.
Kara Cole's story is not only one of struggle and suffering, but also transformation and redemption, which makes for a terrifically thoughtful and emotional song set, which I know you are all going to enjoy. Kara here is with her band, and it's a large band. She's joined on stage by Mina Cohane on keys and background vocals, Caitlin Ferry on violin, Adam Shuntich on electric guitar and mandolin, Nate Gray on bass, Kevin Hood on drums, and Ray Rayburn on electric guitar. Welcome Kara Cole and her very large band.
Give me one more night. pretend. Maybe we could get along and get it on with before you get gone.
Family ties to Stanley's. I just thought that was kind of fascinating in your bio.
I don't know him personally. I just saw him in passing at the Bean Blossom one time. My aunt, my grandma's only living sibling, Frida, she is who plays upright bass, and her husband is who played the dobro, and they've played in groups with him or like interacted with him at those bluegrass festivals, and it just was always cool. It's like a little thing you can say. It's like, I don't know him, but I know him, you know, and everybody knows everybody in those small towns. So.
When I hang my head, it's too low. Don't think on what I think on much soul. You can't spend your time talking about me. Been loving a girl from way down south who loves her dog and never runs her mouth. But I know good things come and they go, yeah. I used to shoot whiskey with the best of them. Took me too damn long to know it's not my friend. But I've always had a hard time of letting go, yeah. Don't come asking if I wanna go dancing. You know I got a hard time telling you no in the moonlight. I don't wanna play the game of love on a Monday night. I ain't got a dog left in the fight when it comes to you, no. But I know what you say, I know what you do. Cry in the middle of the night, wishing they would understand. Baby, I do, 'cause I'm hurt too. When I drink my coffee, it's black. Wake up with the pain in my back, 'cause I get tired. My hands turn blue and nothing. You know I got a hard time telling you no in the moonlight. I don't wanna play the game of love on a Monday night. I ain't got a dog left in the fight when it comes to you.
Hey. Myself the guitar. My uncle showed me a few things, and then I taught myself the guitar, and I never really knew the chords I was playing, and I just thought, well, this kind of sounds good together. I just never wanted to take the time to learn it proper because I just wanted to write songs. I knew that I could, like, I wrote poetry and I wrote stories, and I'm like, maybe I could figure out how to translate this into a song. And when I was in active addiction, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22, I was starting to play in open mics, and I couldn't do it unless I'd been drinking. And people would say, like, oh, you should do this more often. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. Like, this is not something I'm going to do. Like, that's for someone else. But I played in a duo, probably like 23-ish, got sober the first time, October of 2019. I didn't play country music. I was just kind of writing songs. I never really got on board with, like, a genre until recently. I got sober, and I started in a different duo where I didn't play guitar, and I just sang and wrote majority of the songs with a guy named Landon Keller. We were called Keller and Cole, and we were together for about 10 years.
That's a good run.
Yeah, we still play shows together, and we still, you know, if something comes up that makes sense for us, I want to do it. I love him, and he's so dear to me, and he came into my life at a time where getting back into the music world was scary, and he kind of held my hand into doing that because I was sober, and it was nice to have him kind of lead the way.
Well, I'll start the coffee and leave the talking to you. But you ain't got much to say these days, no. I'm always waiting on you. So I'll aggravate you. Say something that makes you. Go back. to you and all, but you can come to me. So take me back to when my good enough was then, when I was your girl. Can we go back to when my good enough was then, when I was your girl?
What a lovely privilege you had to care for your grandma, Kara.
It was the most beautiful and painful experience I've ever had, really, you know. And I would do it all again. And she did pass at 92. She lived a long, plentiful life. It just wasn't long enough for me, you know. I miss her like it was yesterday. She passed September 21st, 2021. She's the queen of goodwill. She loved to go to every thrift store. She's a big prankster. You know, I don't know if this is a prank, but she would chase people around at our family reunions with Carl Dad. She'd get them and sneak up on them and put them on, like, on their shoulder, chase them with, like, the turkey leg, some weird stuff, you know. Uh-huh. It was, like, a little traumatizing but funny. Uh-huh. And I loved it. It was like, I hate this, but also try to get me.
Yeah.
I was barely alive. Stones throw away from water in my cup. Couldn't reach too far, 'cause I never gave up.
After this break, Red Barn Radio, Roots Music, Southern Style. We'll be right back.